Okay, so something very short then. So the we talked about on Sunday the that after the Mabul, God says, okay, I'm not going to punish the people anymore because they're bad, right? They're clearly flawed. Now, the Gemara has a fascinating little agadata about that line. In Sukkah Daf Bet. And the Gemara says that Darish Abavira v'Itamer Rabbi Shua ben Levi. Shiv'a Shemot Yesh Lo Yetzer Hara. There are seven names to the Yetzer Hara. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kiro Ra. God called it bad, evil. Shne'emar, quoting the Pasuk here, Ki Yetzer Lev HaAdam Ra Minu Rav, that the inclination of man is bad from his youth. Moshe Kiro Arel. Moshe called it a foreskin. Shne'emar Umaltem Et Arlat Levachem. And you shall circumcise the foreskin of your heart. David kirao tame. David called it impure. Shenemar lev tahar barali elokim. God has created a pure heart in me. So now the Gemara says michlal diika tame. The fact that God had to create a pure heart implies that there is such a thing as an impure heart. Very good. Now, Shlomo karo sone. Shlomo called it an enemy. Shenemar im ra'ev sonacha hachilei lechem vim sameish ki umayim ki gechalim ata chotel rosho v'ashem yishalem lach. If your enemy is hungry, feed him bread. If he's thirsty, give him water, because you are putting coals on its head, coals of fire in his head, and Hashem will reward you. Al tikri Yishalem lach, ela yash limenu lach. So don't read it that he will reward you, but rather he will reconcile it to you, meaning he will make it that the HR doesn't entice you anymore. Yishayahu karo michshol. Shayahu called it a stumbling block. Shenemer solu solu panu derecharimu michshol mederechami. Where he said, cast you up, clear the way, take up the stumbling block away from my people. Yecheskel kuro, Evan, Yecheskel called it a stone, Shnemar Vasirotiat, Leva Evan, Vipsarachem, Venatadichem, Lev Basar, I will take away your heart of stone and give you a heart of flesh. Yoel kuro tzvoni, Yoel called it, the hidden one. Shnemar Venatzvoni, Archik Melechem, that the hidden one, I will distance from you, Tan Rabbanim, Venatzvoni, Archik Melechem, Zayitzer Hara, Shetzafun, Veomed, Belibo, Shaladam. Right? This is the hidden Yetzer Hara in people. Now, this is a very weird Agadata. Josh, what does it mean? Right? So, it's very odd. Now, I'll tell you, now, whenever you're looking at Agadata, there are many reasons why it could be odd. One, you could just say, well, why is the Gemara telling us this? Right? But here, I think the problems run deeper. One of the problems is that, to me, right, that raises red flags, is the Gemara seems to be bending over backwards to make this Agadata true. Right? So, for example, right, the one that jumps out at me is the David one. Because saying that Moshe says, circumcise your heart. Okay, fine. So, that means there's something on top of my heart, that's the heart, I get that. But David says, oh, I have a pure heart. And the Gemara says, aha! You have a pure heart. That must mean that by implication, David called the Yetzer Hara Tameh. You mean, right? The Gemara says there are seven names of the Yetzer Hara. David called the Tameh. Now, when we say called, we don't really mean called. We mean he said something else that, like, I guess by inference, if the heart means your inclination and there is such a thing as a pure heart, then it must be that the inverse of that is an impure heart, and that's the Yetzer Hara. Now, when you see something like that, it's like, you mean, like, right, that's like, right, they're trying to make a point so they are, like, squeezing the psukim to make a homiletic point, right? Otherwise, you don't do that. It's not like they quoted seven psukim where David said, Yesh yetzer hara v'hu tameh. Wonderful. Okay, I got it, right? It's there, like, they're looking at psukim and trying to get to a point, because otherwise that agadata, I mean, like, what are you doing, right? And some of the others, like the one with sone, right, where they do an altikri. Every time you have an altikri, right, don't read it like that. Read it in a way that is not in the pasuk and read it differently, right? They're making a point. So what is the point that they're making? So I want to share with you just a derech from Murray Price, which I thought was fascinating in this Agarata. He actually has a different problem, right? Which is like this. He has a different agadic problem, which is you start off an agadata like this, okay? So if, let's say, we would say, we're trying to figure out the authorial intent of an author, okay? So I have a suggestion, Mordechai has a suggestion, Josh has a suggestion, fine, okay? Then the author, who in this case is Moshe Wass, okay, comes in, and we say, Moshe, what did you say? And then he says, this is what I said. Do we then continue the discussion?
Well, we started with...
Right, he says, we started with God. God says, this thing is Ra. He's like, aha. And now what? It is Ra. God gave it a name. So now... right, like, okay, I mean, God gave it a name. Now what do you want from my life? Right, God called it evil. So now, I would look at it's not like every other place they said the Yetzer Hara is an Arla. The Yetzer Hara is this, right? The Gemara, despite the fact that God gave it a name, now the Gemara says, and Moshe said, I can one-up you, God. You call it Ra, I call it Arel. And David, by implication, we're going to squeeze out that he disagreed with God, right? Or came up with a different Torah. I mean, this is a very...
I can one-up you by just
right, I mean, this is a little bit weird. So again, you could just say, no big deal. The Gemara is trying to make a point, and it's very homiletic, right? It's bad, it's impure with all the implications of impure, it's your enemy, right? Don't think about it too much, right? It's an arla, it's something that has to be removed, right? And you could go through each one. But in order to solve it, right, Price takes a different approach. And instead of taking seven different aspects, right, which in case you have to justify each one,
can you say that there are seven different like ways that a person interacts with the Yetzer
Hara? So for sure, right? I think you could have easily gone with the way that it's seven different ways, right? That they're each highlighting a different aspect of the Yetzer Hara. Now, Price basically goes in that direction, but I would have gone in your direction, which is to say, no problem. It's Ra min Urav, right? From my child. And now Orlat Levavchem, so that is that sometimes, right? That's like, right, the image of the foreskin is like, okay, there is the healthy organ, and then there's the thing that has to be removed, right? But it's not the essence or something like that. And Tamei, I would have said, I don't know, right? Yeah, I don't know. I would have done something like that. Right? Price suggests maybe it's not just different aspects, but it's actually chronological. Right? So I thought this is not a direction I would have gone on, which is why I wanted to share it with you. So he says as follows. He says, based on the Panim Yafot, something very interesting. The Panim Yafot has a drasha where he says, look, there are two types of good people and two types of bad people. Right? There are good people who reach their good by themselves, and good people who are good, more or less, or honored, or whatever, because that was how their family was, and like, right? And the same is true of bad, right? There are people who are bad because they developed as bad people, and then there are people who, like, you know, they're brought up that way. Now, he said, what's the difference? How can you tell who's who? So he said, it's very simple, right? What happens 20, 30 years down the line, right? The more distance people are from their family and from their parents, right? It's very hard to tell when someone's a teenager and they live at home or whatever, right? But when they have their own home or their or 50, 60 years later and their parents have passed away, so the person who's only a good person because he was brought up in a good home, right? And he sort of unthinkingly, this is what he does, but he never worked on himself. The farther he gets from his parents, right? The more that's diluted, the more that goodness falls away. The person who works on himself, the older he gets, the greater he gets because he keeps working and he keeps developing. Same with bad. Or if someone grew up in a bad household, so while they're in their household, what can they do? But once they build their own home, right, it begins to fall away, right? Whereas if they make themselves evil, right, it develops, right? And the Panim Yafot uses this to explain the Pasuk that in Tehillim Chav Zayin. L'David Hashem Ori, ki imi va, ki avi ve imu azavuni va Adonai yasveni. That my father and mother abandoned me and Hashem will gather me in, right? He uses this to explain that pasuk. That a really good person, you know him because as his parents abandoned him, not abandoned him, but they died, whatever, right? As he distances himself from his parents, he nevertheless becomes closer to God, right? Now, the Panim Yavod reads this into our Parsha, and he says, well, what type of evil does man have, right? So he said, well, what is the parents of man? The earth, right? The earth, right? That's what we find in Bereishit. So is our evil coming from the earth, or is it because, you know, we are bad, right? Is the earth, so to speak, our sinful qualities coming from our parents, right? Or not? Well, he says, well, how would you test it based on what we just said? Well, what happens is you get older and you are distanced from the earth. Now, this is an important question in Bereishit, in Noach, because the land was also corrupt. So God destroyed the land, right? So the question that you now have to ask is, okay, well, what did it start with? Is it the land was corrupt and we come from the land and therefore that's why we're bad, right?
After every single day, Hashem said to us, like, it can't be that the earth is bad.
Right, even though, right, it's corrupted, but yes, right, I mean, that is his conclusion. It's not the earth. And he reads the pasuk very creatively. He says, what does Raminu Rav mean? Not bad from his youth, but that we're even worse than we were in our youth. Right? He says the fact that people get worse as they get old shows that when we get bad, when we're bad, it's because, right? Now, based on that, he comes back to the Gemara very quickly. It took longer than I thought, but it's a fascinating thesis. So I'll share it anyways. Right? He says, look, God starts off and says, you are Ram min Urav, right? In your youth, you begin that bad, but then you get worse, which shows that it's because, right? That's who you are. Moshe, now he says, here's how. Once you have that insight that people make themselves bad, now you follow this chronologically. Moshe says it's an Orel. It's an Arla. Now, what's an Arla? An Arla is something you're born with and then you remove very young, right? So we said there are natural qualities, right? There is the element of the Yetzer Hara that we're born with, right? We are born into families that are problematic. We have bad, right? Certain qualities that are bad, that are problematic, right? We do have those things, right? We have that. But that's like one level, right? But then, right, David calls it tame, impure. Now, where does impurity come from? Right? Usually from us touching something or entering into a space that is impure. So he says, yes, we're born with certain things, but then we enter into problematic situations. We come in contact with things we shouldn't by our own choice, right? And we make it worse. Shlomo calls it an enemy. He says, well, an enemy, what does that mean, an enemy? Well, he says, what that adds is that we get to the point where evil is so in us that good becomes the enemy, right? It starts off evil as the enemy, but at some point, right, it becomes us, and the opposite of it becomes, right, something we oppose. Yeshayahu calls it a stumbling block. So he says what that means is that eventually we become so bad that, like, we make it harder for ourselves, right, to change and to become good. Right, because we start putting obstacles in the way, or they come naturally because of how bad we are. Then Yechezkel calls it a stone, because at some point we're not even feeling. Right, it's not like we want to do good, want to do bad, but right when evil is at some point you're evil for so long, right, you become like a stone. Right, it's unfeeling. Right, you don't feel the good anymore, and then eventually Yoel calls it the tzafun, that which is hidden within inside of us. It gets so deep into your being. Right, that it's just who you are, right? You can't even see, right? So he argues that it's not just seven different aspects, right? But the way to read it is to say that the Yetzer Hara, depending on how much you let it develop, right, becomes more and more part of you. Hashem's insight is Ram Minu Rav. It's bad at the beginning, but it gets worse, right, as you get older, which shows that it's up to you, right? Primarily what makes us rise is that we have these inclinations, but we develop them. And then the Gemara goes on to show you how bad this can get if you don't stop it in its tracks. And that's fundamentally the insight that the Gemara is trying to impart. That was much longer than I thought, but I thought it was an interesting way of reading Agadata. And you know, I have a, you know, every time I find a good read of an interesting read of an Agadata that tries to systematically think about it, read Agadata, right? I have to share it. So.